ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
भागवतम 284 शृण्वतः श्रद्धया नित्यम् कृणतश्च स्वचेष्टितम् कालेन नातिदीर्घेन भगवान् विशते हृदि।
Translation: Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifested in their hearts within a short time. A part. Cheap devotees or materialistic devotees of the Lord are very much desirous to see the Lord personally without meeting the requisite qualifications. Such third grade devotees should know well that material attachments and seeing the Lord face to face cannot go together. It is not such a mechanical process that the professional Bhagavatam reciters can do the job on behalf of the third grade materialistic pseudo-devotee. The professional men are useless in this connection because they are neither self-realized nor interested in the liberation of the audience. They are simply interested in maintaining the material establishment of family attachment and earning some material benefits out of the profession. Maharaj Parikshit had no more than 7 days to live, but for others, Maharaj Parikshit personally recommends that one hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, nityam, always by one's own effort and with serious devotion also. That will help one to see the Lord Sri Krishna manifested in one's heart within no time. The pseudo-devotee, however, is very anxious to see the Lord according to his whims, not making any serious effort to hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and without detachment from material benefit. That is not the way recommended by an authority like Maharaj Parikshit, who heard and benefited by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear regularly and take the matter seriously, and Krishna will be manifested within our hearts soon. Nati Deogena, not after a long time, after a short time. Tamil translation, I think, is going to be required. As is regularly stated throughout Gita, throughout Bhagavatam, throughout the Vedic literatures, the hearing process is very important. One should hear. How one should hear is what attitude one should hear. Here, Prabhupada has stated very seriously. The details of what that very seriously means are described elsewhere in submissive mode, serving mode. Svacheshita means by one's own endeavor, seriously by one's own endeavor. So hearing doesn't just mean being present, but hearing means to apply oneself to the hearing process. Some endeavor is needed there also. That means to apply one's intelligence and see how this should be applied in my practical life for the sake of my spiritual advancement. Prabhupada writes here about, in the purport, about the bogus Bhagavatam reciters. Cheaters who misuse Bhagavatam. They make Bhagavatam as a matter of trade.
I speak, you pay. It's an objective business for the sense gratification. And there are many persons who malign the Vedic literatures by misexplaining them. We're talking about hearing, and the general system is that one hears from Guru, and as I often give the example, a castor tree, and the castor plant, it's castor seed plant, that it's not exactly a tree, but it's almost a tree. So that example is there. In the absence of any tree, the castor plant might be considered a tree. So anyway, I'm taking the service of Guru. So generally I'm speaking, the system is one speaks and disciples hear. But yesterday I got a chance to hear, and then I could understand, I heard what disciples were saying, and by hearing I could get some understanding of how they are hearing, what they have understood, what they have realized. And some things I heard which I didn't address at the time, but I'll address now. There's one man who said that. Who is that? That man from Bellor who said that he read my message to you to India, and he saw it was like a combination. He thought it was like combination of Vivekananda and Prabhupada. Who is that? It was
by Bhaskar.
He's from Bellor, is it?
He's from Bellor, but he lived in Iskandar.
He lived in Iskandar. So he was saying that this book, Message to You to India, he got a lot of inspiration from it. He thought it was a combination of Vivekananda and Prabhupada. And there's no Vivekananda. It's all Prabhupada. How that misunderstanding may come, well, quite a few people have told me that they didn't like what was on the back cover, because they said Youth of India a week. And they said, well, it sounds like Vivekananda. Well, maybe it does sound like Vivekananda, because Vivekananda did speak like that, apparently. I don't have the habit of reading Vivekananda. By misfortune, some of his sayings have entered my ears. But apparently he did say like that, to stir up the people of India. But as I pointed out, this is not Vivekananda saying. He's hijacked it. But it's Upanishadic saying. Utishta Jagata Pratyaparam Nibodhata Shurasya Dara Nishita Durakdaya Durangatis Tatkava Yogadanti. Utishta, get up, wake up, Jagata, wake up. Attain the boon of the that is available in the human form of life. And also, considering that, the learned persons, they say that this is like a razor's edge. This we can take as human life, like a razor's edge. We use it properly and we get shaved. We misuse and spoil it. So even the theme of the book, it may seem, come on youth, India, all this, but Prabhupada also, actually Prabhupada didn't speak anything at all, but to not like Vivekananda, but from an external point of view, it might seem like that. Vivekananda was telling that Indian people should arise and throw off the British yoke and get their own, you know.
That is very clever, that slogan, arise, awake, till the goal is reached.
Vivekananda, arise, awake,
until
the goal is reached, and then go to sleep with it.
Among our students, it's very
famous. Among the Indian students, it's very famous. I see. Okay, but his goal was how to go to hell more quickly in the name of spiritual life. He's a very sinful person. Negating Krishna Bhakti with slogans like, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. The work is worship. All paths lead to the same goal again, negating surrender to Krishna. Contradicting, not just negating, contradicting. So Prabhupada, he spoke in a kind of similar way, but he exhorted people of India that you have such a great spiritual culture, so you should take to that and not give it up. So it might seem that this is a theme. I was in that book, I simply elaborated on a theme that Prabhupada often spoke of. So it doesn't belong to Vivekananda. It's been hijacked by, usurped by. But the real one that's given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Bharata Bhumite Hoyla, Manusha Janma Janma Shata Kari Karo Kalarupata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that Indian people, they should take up Krishna consciousness seriously and preach it to others. So it might seem, because it's popularly propagated, that Vivekananda said so many things, but it's not his thing. He's a thief and a rogue, so he's misled people. Of course, we don't usually say this openly because people think he's a great national hero. If we understand from the point of view of Tattvagyan, what is the actual fact, then he's done so much damage. So much damage to actual Indian culture in the name of promoting it. Then another thing that another point that came up in one of the offerings yesterday was very much desirous to see the Lord personally without meeting the requisite qualifications. So that one of the offerings there was talk about something about asking Krishna to take me to the Kunj, where he's asking, he's falling at the feet of the gopis and asking them to take to the Kunj where Radharani is. So it's all very nice, but on the discussion of requisite qualifications, anyone can say this. Nowadays it's translated in all kinds of different languages. So, things about intimate gopi leelas, and anyone can imagine they can just walk in, you know, just like walk into the kunda. But it's not such an easy thing. It's that you just imagine that one is in gopi leela. So imagination can be very strong also. We may think, yes, I'm experiencing this gopi leela, so many things. But requisite qualification, we should see. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, adi, avishta, eshap, nak, chare, kishe, pabe, radha, krishna. As long as we have lust, greed, anger, and so many things, as long as we're surrounding ourselves by these things, then where is the question of attaining to radha, krishna? Radha Krishna worship. You want Tamil translation? Can I understand? So, one point is that without requisite qualification, we should not imagine ourselves simply to be dancing in Gopi Leela, or even if we think our spiritual masters, which but that's, it's not up to us to impose our imagination on what he might be doing. Another point is, even if we have realization of this, it's not anything to be. Even if we have, which, there's a Buddhist saying, those who know do not speak, and those who speak do not know, which is generally nonsense, but it could be applied to the point of speaking gopi leelas in public. Those who know about it don't talk about it. Very privately they may share with others who have the requisite qualification. And those who speak, we can understand, they don't know. They think they know, or they didn't go through the proper process of hearing and serving. And they want to take a pole vault into Gopi Leela, but there's no way. There's no way. Pole vault, you know what that is? In the athletics, you run, you put the pole in the ground and then you jump up. I never did it myself. I don't plan to in this life or in any other future life. But, of course, it might become, you know, the way things are going, it's likely to be having the ISKCON Olympics. And now sports has become an accepted part of life. Certain parts of ISKCON. Or NISKCON, not internationalism. But I'm not going to join them. As one of my godbrothers told me at the Mayapur festival a few years ago, somehow it came to be known that he used to be a soccer referee before joining the movement, so he was asked to referee a game, but he refused because he used to be a soccer referee. He gave that up to come to Krishna consciousness, so he doesn't want to do that anymore. So that's another point, which I've spoken of at length previously. If it's not clear, it's probably not ever going to be clear. One is deeply involved in one's imagination of having realization of the most, talking about the most intimate pastimes of Krishna falling at the feet of the gopis and asking them to take to the kunj where Radharani is angry. Gita Govinda. If you like, you can give me a copy of Gita Govinda. I will put on a very high place and worship. It's not for us to simply open like a novel. All these things. Then what else yesterday? Several devotees were talking about they would like to in future or come up to the standard of being initiated, you're the ones saying that. But it should be considered requisite qualifications. What are the requisite qualifications? Even to be initiated. Just like some people came and I never heard of them or heard of them before, but they were thinking that religious, there's initiation ceremony, so okay, we're chanting 16 rounds, walk in and be initiated and go back home, but it's. It's not such a simple thing. We have to. One may be chanting 16 rounds and following four regulated principles, but we say that as the minimum, but actually there's a lot more to it than that, because even if we are chanting 16 rounds and following four principles, we're not going to be able to maintain that, or we're not going to be, even if we do maintain that, we're not going to come to this, to the attain the goal of initiation, which is by chanting the holy names, one comes to the standard of pure devotional service. But that doesn't happen unless other things are there also. So we say four regulated principles, 16 rounds, but there are so many other considerations also. We have to associate with devotees, we have to hear from devotees, we have to serve devotees. We have to take the matter very seriously. It means a change of heart. In the beginning we say to people, well, whatever you're doing, you just do it, but you just add Krishna. Well, that's all right in the beginning, but if one's to be initiated, if one's to go back to Godhead, there has to be, it's not that, well, you just do whatever you do, and you also chant Hare Krishna a little bit. But there has to be a change of heart, a change of consciousness, a change of lifestyle in so many ways. It's not that one can go on with a materialistic outlook and also chant Hare Krishna and attain Krishna consciousness. There have to be many changes in one's life. Just like I was saying, the devotee, he was previously a soccer referee. He's not a soccer referee anymore. He must have mentioned it to someone at some point in time. Somehow they put it in the notebook of their mind and thought, that's useful. But that's... Therefore, initiation means new birth. Soccer referee in my last life. Not this life. You said that. You were saying you were doing... There was a previous life. Just like there's this Vyasa Puja is supposed to be a celebration of my birthday. So when was my birthday? And that was Janmashtami 1975. Well, you look older than that. Well, that was the body was born previously. But my birth, you could say, well, in birth there's, in Sanskrit there's two words, garvastam or garvastiti. Garvastiti. And different words can, for birth, garvastha means impregnation. And there's bhumistha means come out on the earth. So, what we call birth. But in the same way, you can say that, well, my spiritual life began with getting one of Prabhupada's books on my Krishna consciousness. But that birth formally took place on Janmashtami 1975. Must have been sometime latter part of 1974 I got to read one of Prabhupada's books. And then birth, initiation took place, Janmashtami 1975. So it's a new life. New life, a different way of thinking. So we generally a little careful about this initiation. 16 rounds, 4 rakes. Alright. How is one hearing? Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously, they can get the benefit of Krishna consciousness. So, this hearing is so important because without regular hearing, then the other things won't take place. And even if we're chanting, without hearing, the chanting won't have effect. It won't really be chanting at all. So we have to hear how to execute Krishna consciousness. Chanting means, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. Jai Hare Krishna. But if we don't know what that service is, or we're not regularly hearing about the importance of taking up that service, or being situated in that service, we have so many misconceptions. So hearing means they all have, the misconceptions have to be taken out, and the consciousness remolded, instead of thinking, do not think what God can do for you, think what you can do for God. It's again another saying, just turned around a little bit. Do not think what your country can do for you, think what you can do for your country, said John F. Kennedy. So, do not think... Do not think what we can get from God, but we should think how we can serve Him. So this consciousness is not just that you hear a class once and you think, oh, okay, and that's it. But regularly we have to hear to, because we hear and then, but it doesn't really take hold because, from a long time we've been thinking in the other way, how I can live happily and God can help me to live happily in this material world. So sometimes devotees say that, well, we don't like to hear classes, the classes are boring, we've heard it all before. Well, we should hear it again and again. We may hear it, but we have to hear it again and again. Otherwise, it won't take root in our consciousness. It's. You say, well, I know that. I already know. So you're saying in the class, you're not this body. But I already know that. Well, we don't know. If we think we know, then we don't know. Again, it's the same thing. What to speak of Radha Lila. Even that we're not this body, if we think we know it, then we don't know it. Yeah, I know. But it's not such an easy thing. We're always acting in terms of the mind and the body and the senses, how we can live more comfortably, how the mollification of the desires of the mind, body and senses. So we have to hear again and again. these things. Then gradually there can be a change of heart. Then the Vaishnava qualities can start to develop of humility, pridelessness, self-control, actual devotion to Krishna. We don't even know who Krishna is, you might think. I saw on TV Krishna suit. Can't know Krishna. We have to hear regularly from pure devotees. So he said, oh, pure devotee. Who's pure devotee? Pure devotee means at least it's accepted one is pure devotee who is seriously practicing the process and who is preaching accordingly. So such persons are competent to help others take to Krishna consciousness. They're acting on the platform of Madhyamadika. And that is practically seen, or can be practically seen, how devotees are helping others come to Krishna consciousness. So we have to hear regularly. Then hearing, that requires humility also. One is ready to hear. Without that, if one wants to speak, or if one thinks I don't need, then the hearing won't take place, then proper chanting won't take place, and then the desire to advance in Krishna consciousness won't take place. And we'll remain forever stuck in the mud of material desires. So everything begins with it. With Shraddha, Ado Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha. First one should have faith, initial faith, then associating with devotees. But that initial faith, that also applies humility. Faith means to accept that I don't know, others know, therefore I should associate with devotees. So there has to be some initial submissiveness, humility, all these things. Otherwise it's possible also to maybe by some roundabout method get some initiation. But that won't help one actually advance in Krishna consciousness. So we can very quickly, we can all very quickly go to Krishna. Here it's stated. Kalena nati dirhena bhagavan mushate vidhi. Not only go to Krishna, in this life we'll find Krishna is manifested in our hearts. But shinvata shadhaya nityam, hearing with faith, ado shadha. Here it's stated shinvata shadhaya. So these are two very important words. They both come at the beginning. Ado shadha tata sadhu sangha. In the process of acquiring, praying love of Krishna, it said it first comes faith, ado shadha. And then if we see what are the processes of devotional service, first it's mentioned shravanam, kirtanam. So they're both primary. By hearing, one attains faith. But even to hear, one has to have some initial faith. So they go together. Faith is seen by one's ability to hear. And we'll see if there's faith in here. And apply in life. That yes, I heard this. I accept this. What is that? Young man, what is that Arjuna says? Young man, what is he Keshava? I accept everything you say. What is that? Arjuna said? Huh? Sādhanaitadhitamlanya. Yannāmbadisipeshita. I accept what you said. Everything that you said. Keshav. So, I accept what you say. I accept everything you say, Keshava, but I'm not going to fight. You didn't say that. Then, I accept everything you say then. I accept everything you say then. Nashta moha smriti alata. Chakta sadhan mayachita. Stithos migata sandeha. Kaishi lachananta. Therefore, I have heard what you said. I accept what you said. I was in Maya. Now I'm not. My doubts are clear. I'm fixed in understanding. My understanding is clouded, but yours is not, because you are achyuta. So now I'll do what you say. I'm prepared to do as you say. So this is the test. Hearing very carefully. Grinatas, here the word is grinatas. That means accepting. Grahan, we have that word. Accept. So we should accept that these words come up also, that Tadbhagisago Janathaga Viplavo Yasmin Pratishloka Abadhabhatyati Navanyanantas Yashogitariya Shrivanti Gayanti Grananti Sadhava. That even if Bhagavatam, even if the presentation may not be perfect linguistically, who is speaking if their actual motive is to glorify Hari, Ananta, who has an unlimited quality, then those who are serious, sincere, they will hear it. They'll hear it. They'll repeat it. They'll accept it. So this word, vrinata, acceptance, is also very important. We can chant, but unless we hear and accept this message in our heart, then the chanting is superficial. It's diksha means commitment. So diksha means to accept, acceptance, formal acceptance of spiritual master. And accept means not just that now I got a name and now I'm there. But it means to accept, and then we said this disciple means discipline. Shishya means shasham, to accept the discipline, to accept the instruction, to accept the ruling. This word shasham means discipline, ruling. Someone has to be ruled. That's the difference between, and I was saying the other day, adhyapa and acharya. Often these words traditionally are used interchangeably, but there's a difference. Adhyapa means teacher. Who teaches? But acharya means, when one accepts an acharya, it's not a matter simply of receiving some knowledge, but one has to be prepared to accept guidance in all respects. So this is some points I was considering. I was just considering that this is a very beautiful verse. There are so many wonderful verses in Bhagavatam, and by the grace of the Lord, at different times we feel some inspiration about what, sometimes we feel some inspiration about one verse more than others, and another time another verse. We think about this verse, and then we meditate on and become inspired by this particular instruction given in a verse. Then another time, maybe another verse. Krishna, who is Srimad Bhagavatam, manifests himself within the heart Bhagavan Rishabe Hridi.
In the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, so we can meditate on the instructions of Bhagavatam and Gita and become inspired by these instructions in various ways. As one can see, I personally just think, what a nice verse this is. Nice again, not this materialistic nice that I was explaining in that class. He was talking about yesterday, Chennai, this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Arati Shobha. So Shobha means nice, but it doesn't mean like the materialist says nice. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gaurangaya Arati Shobha, he's seeing nice means he sees the whole panorama of the spiritual world. It's not just our consideration of nice. That's why the acharyas actually, they don't, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, once he was speaking to someone in English, and he seemed to be groping for words. So someone said to him, speak Bengali, as if he thought Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur couldn't speak English properly. So, speak Bengali, we can all answer. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied that, I'm not speaking English or Bengali or any language of this world. You just listen. You don't tell me what to speak. So he said, well, he was speaking English. Another time he speaks Bengali, he doesn't speak English or Bengali or any language as we conceive of it. When he speaks, his whatever he says is fully imbued with Antaranga Shakti, with Krishna Shakti. Krishna, what is that? Kali Kale Dhamma, Dharma, Krishna Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vinat Nahi Tapravarta. The religious process of the age is chanting the holy names of the Lord. But one who is not imbued with the power of Krishna cannot establish that. So what he said, when he uses words, what we say some word and we understand it in terms of our own sensory experience, our own sense gratification. But when a pure devotee speaks, that language that is fully connected with the spiritual world. He's not speaking on our platform or from our platform, but what he speaks, that is Vaikuntha Vani. The pure devotee speaks, that means that the messages of the spiritual world are coming. And what he, just like when he says Krishna, what he understands, what we understand is something different. Therefore, pure devotees, they may speak of Radha Krishna. Generally they don't, because they don't for various reasons. But one reason is that we don't have the power to accept that. They'll speak what we can take. Like Ganga comes down to the earth, Lord Shiva takes on the head. He can take the force, and then again the Ganga comes down with less force on the earth. So the earth can take that. So like that, the pure devotees, they have the whole spiritual world. They take that and they give that to us. Just at the force, we can take it. But their understanding is, not just understanding, experience is complete. And every word they say is fully connected with Krishna. That's why we have to hear from them. Then gradually, hearing, while we're hearing, so that we can gradually get the qualification to actually hear. In the beginning, we can't hear. We can't. Prabhupada said, I used to hear my Guru Maharaj, I couldn't understand what he was saying. But anyway, I went on hearing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appreciated that. He likes to hear. Prabhupada was giving lectures in Pandal programs, in Hindi. Mostly in Hindi. I don't think in Bengali. Mostly in Hindi. And his Western disciples, they go away and say, we can't understand. But I would say, you listen anyway. You'll be purified. But we can't understand just by the hearing, because the sound of Prabhupada speaking, that is a fully transcendental sound. Golokera Premdan Harinama Sankirtan. Just like we like to hear so many
kirtans, very expert singers, it won't have the same effect as hearing Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada is, what he presents is 100% Krishna. There's no obstruction of calm, crow, lobe, or any such thing. Not only is there no obstruction, but there's a, it's imbued with the energy of Krishna, Prabhupada's strong desire to give Krishna to us. So Krishna manifests himself on the tongue of the pure devotee. Not a material tongue. It doesn't make material sounds. So it's not Bengali or English or Hindi or any such language as we, not even Sanskrit as we understand. It's a fully transcendental vibration of Krishna Katha, meant for purification of the hearers. So that's why we have to worship the Guru and the Vaishnavas. As I was saying 2 days ago, all Vaishnavas are good. So I appreciated that yesterday Sarangapani, Professor Sarangapani was speaking. I very much appreciate what he said. He said out of humility, because he's also devotee, but he said many devotees said that, well, I don't feel qualified to glorify Bhakti Vikas Swami. Actually, no one's qualified, because no one understands the extent of my depravity, but they're thinking the other way. But I appreciated how he was saying, he said, I'm not qualified to even glorify his disciple. So I appreciate it. That it's not the we used to see that with Prabhupada, that devotees like to get up and stand close to him, and sannyasis would push everyone away. Like, you know, I'm there with Prabhupada. It's me and Prabhupada. But you should see that the disciples also, that it's not just a matter of getting some prestige by being with the Guru, but if one can serve them, those who are serving, that is our Vaishnava philosophy, actually. It's not me and Krishna. That's why we reject Mirabha. Great devotee in some way, celebrated, Prabhupada is a celebrated, but it's me and Krishna. She's always talking about me and Krishna. Come. Esho, Esho, Giridhari. I don't know, I know the Bengali version. So come, Giridhari. But what is this? We don't say that. We say we want the opportunity to serve those who are the servants of the devotees of Krishna. All the devotees of Krishna, they're simply thinking, if we can have some role to help those who are helping Radha to come together with Krishna. This is the proper way to understand Radha Krishna. How we can have some menial service in the service of those who are serving those who are serving those who are helping Radha to come together with Krishna. Not that you come here, Krishna, and don't bring Radha, just you come by yourself and I will enjoy you. It's not devotee, actually. Not, at least it may be Chandrava, it is not appreciated. Same idea, it's me and the Guru. No, one has to see the devotee. Also, appreciate the devotee. I appreciate personally, I'm surprised. Prabhupada's mercy works so nicely. I was predicting about some of my disciples some time ago that within time they're going to go ahead of me in so many ways, but that time is much shorter than I thought. I thought it may take some more years, but I've seen so many ways they're going ahead. So I may have, by Prabhupada's mercy, I may have the chance to be engaged in his mission as in the role of guiding devotees, being guru, and that's his mercy on me to keep me engaged, but practically I'm seeing. Some of my disciples are very much qualified. I visited one place recently, and one devotee was telling me that he was talking about someone else who wasn't actually initiated, but he said he's not initiated, but I consider that he's probably, he can even give dikshas. I thought, oh, maybe that's a little much, but anyway, I asked one time that I asked this one, but you give class, and I could see that he's very qualified. His speaking is very nice realization. So every Vaishnava is guru, one who has actually heard with faith and accepted, they become guru. So guru isn't a matter of sitting on a big seat. That may be, but guru means servant. And one can have, otherwise if the guru thinks I'm a guru, it doesn't think I'm a servant, then a big mess. As Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj says, people are puffed up. They go and sit on a big seat, and what do? They just pass stool. Those who are underneath just get stool on their heads. If you take shelter of someone who's simply inflating their false prestige by sitting on a big seat, and think I inflate my false prestige by being stand next to him like this, no one understood anything. So one can become a guru by following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direction. Trinada Pisarja. Tarori Rasamsha. If I actually am imbibing that, then never think, if one thinks, I have to become a guru, I have to become a leader, I have to be recognized, then it means never understood anything about Krishna consciousness. So these are some of the many points that can be discussed. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comment about this? Raghunandan Thakur, is he there? Have you learned this verse yet? That I read today? Shinvatam Shadhaya Nityam. Please learn. He likes to learn verses. Please learn this verse. Important. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, Text 1. Shingata Shatya Nityam, Gunatas Chat Svacheshitam, Kalena Nati Dirghena, Bhagavan Vishati. Vidhi. What's your question?
It's a question.
Yeah.
He's asking for the reading Prabhupada book. Hearing the same.
Is reading Prabhupada's book and hearing the same? Reading is an extension of the hearing process. But it's also required to hear from devotees. Otherwise we may read and still not get the point. That helps us to become free from the specific anarthas which we are possessed of. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said it's actually more effective to speak to people individually. He said it's because just like a patient, every patient, they have their own specific disease or complaint, so they need individual treatment. So individually, if we speak with people, we can speak according to what they need to hear to become purified. So we factually see that. We give lectures and people come, but we have to speak with them personally and then they can come into Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? People need a lot of personal guidance and training. That's another point about Diksha, that becoming ready, one has to take a lot of personal guidance. Otherwise, it won't happen. Change of heart won't happen. So, please take personal guidance. We have to spend time. There's a modern life. People are working so hard. They don't have time. Many people. So we have to do sadhana. It requires. We have to spend time. Chanting takes time. We have to daily read, hear, all these things. We have to make time. In India, it's more difficult. In America, it seems to be easier. They say in India, people are working such long hours in your computer line, especially. But in America, they have labor laws which they adhere to. So, limited hours. Any other question? Yeah.
You said about Mirabai that she's calling the picture.
It's said, it's not just said, she said it. Yes, she's calling.
My question is, Rupa Goswami gave initiation.
It's said, there's some kind of folk story. That Rupa Goswami gave her initiation? I don't know. She's not considered a Rupa Noga. You got the story wrong. There's some story that she went to Vrindavan and chastised Jiva Goswami. Totally. She wanted to speak to him and he refused because she's a woman. Prabhupada didn't accept that story. He said that Gaura Vaishnava would not refuse to speak to someone on the basis that they're a woman. That was Prabhupada's reply. Prabhupada referred to her as a celebrated devotee. That means she's well known as a devotee. So devotee of sorts, but in a mood that's parallel to Chandravali, who we as Gaudiyas don't want much to do with. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Gopi Bhaktu, Pada Kamalaya, Dasa Dasa Amadas, will be the servant of the servant of the servants of Krishna, who's the maintainer of the Gopis. Not that me and Krishna. Others go away. It's my time for Krishna. Now I will have Krishna. Misunderstanding. Not actually pleasing to Krishna. Krishna is pleased when his devotees are pleased. We can take any risk. This one Avala, he was taking money by any means, and feeding the Vaishnavas daily. By hook or by crook, he was getting money. So he's thinking, well, it's a crime to steal money, but to feed the Vaishnavas is very good. So we'll combine the two things. We don't generally recommend like that, but the attitude is that to serve the Vaishnavas. That's also that. Susu Shu Shagatahamasa Vasudeva Katavichi. Susushaha means that to serve submissively. Susushadadhamasa with faith, serve those who are faithful. So by serving the devotees, one gains a taste for hearing about Vasudeva.
We see with the saints like Arvas, people are seemingly don't have a guru.
Saints like the Arvas seemingly don't have a guru.
So how do we understand?
So there are some persons who we don't know who their guru is, like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, he's Nama Acharya of our Sampradaya, but we don't know if he ever had a Diksha guru. Of course, we took instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the guru of everybody, but it may be that he doesn't have a guru per se. It would have been an exceptional thing if a Muslim was initiated. Socially, it would have been considered an exceptional thing. Such persons, we may not know their guru, or they may not have a formal guru. And in one sense, you may say they don't need a guru because they see everyone as guru, as I was explaining the day before yesterday. Everywhere they see guru. Krishna is their guru. Prabhupada said about the Brijvasis, Krishna is their guru. Yeah. So, this comes in Vaidhi Bhakti. But if one is from the beginning beyond Vidhi, then it may not be required. This Vaidhi Bhakti, the first rule is Ado Gurvashayas Krishna Dikshanu Shiksham Vishwam Bhena Guru Sivam. The first rules of Vaidhi Bhakti are that one should take shelter of a guru, take initiation, take instruction, serve him with affection. This is in Vaidhi Bhakti. But if one from the beginning, just like, who are the Alvas? They're Garuda, Sankarshan, Sudarshan, Lakshmi. So they come to this world actually to be gurus. They're fixed there. Nitya Suri, that term is used in Ramanuja Sampradaya, the eternal associates of the Lord. Generally, we don't announce like this because everyone thinks, well, I'm already advanced, I don't need a guru. The connection is already there. Prabhupada said once that what he was doing, that Krishna is one side, you're the other side, and I take your hand, I take Krishna's hand, and I put you together. So generally in our Gaurīya Sampradaya, we say, devotee identifies himself as Hari Guru Vaishnav Kinkar, means the servant of Hari Guru Vaishnav. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented, you see there's Hari, there's Guru, then Vaishnav. So he's in between. In between, not as an obstruction, but as a conduit. What's an easy word for conduit? They don't know this word. Path, or something like that. As a link. Conduit means gives the idea of, it sounds like conducting, doesn't it? So it's like the flow, gives the idea of a flow. Flow is going both ways. Guru is linked with Krishna, so the flow of Krishna Bhakti is going, and then that flow goes out to the devotees, and then the flow of their bhakti they offer back, and he sends that back like this.